This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Daily Digest with me, Tishao Eek and Juliet Jacobs. As usual, we have two stories for you today. Now, of course, it's trying times, not only here in Malaysia, but across the globe due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Many people are confused, scared and anxious. But a recent trend called caremongering has put a smile on our faces. We explore what exactly caremongering is and we'll have a chat with a few people who are part of this trend.
And in our second story, the suspension of the Talian Kasih hotline for a few hours yesterday was swiftly criticised and eventually led to its reactivation. So we're going to take a look at why hotlines like this are a lifeline for women and children forced to be in an abusive home during the movement restriction order. And just going back to caremongering, that's our question for you on social media today. We're asking you over on Twitter, caremongering, which of course means offering help to those who most need it, for example, running errands for the elderly, would you get on board that initiative? So tweet us your answer, just either a yes or a no. Tweet us at BFM Radio, or you can send us a WhatsApp message at 018-789-8899. And now on to our first story. In Malaysia, about 790 people have tested positive for the COVID-19 virus so far. And that includes 728 people who are currently undergoing treatment, 60 who have been discharged, and 2 deaths, unfortunately. And these numbers have understandably caused a lot of fear and uncertainty among Malaysians. And, you know, not to mention the scaremongering by some others who have been disseminating inaccurate information and wild rumours such as Malaysia on total lockdown. Down, you know, followed by 7 exclamation marks, and everything in caps, hasn't made things easier. So people are worried, of course, they're scared, and the movement control order, which we do agree was the right decision to implement, means that people can't go to work or hang out with their friends and loved ones.
Yes, it is very necessary, and admittedly, of course, it is an inconvenience for some of us. But think about those who are actually affected the most. You know, like people like the elderly who live at home alone, the homeless, those who are less able, and perhaps even single parents who have kids to take care of. Think about how they are struggling to cope with this, even more so than perhaps the rest of us who are perhaps more fortunate. But on a brighter side, I suppose, here's a trend that will restore your faith in humanity. Some Malaysians have started doing something called caremongering.
Okay, so what exactly is caremongering? So the term was coined by Canadians on social media, and it basically describes the act of offering help or care to those in need the most. And this isn't just limited to delivering groceries or food, but also things like running errands, taking people to the hospital, doing chores for them, you know, so on and so forth.
And over the past few days, we're seeing a rise in the number of Malaysian caremongers. We first started noticing individuals offering their services on their own Facebook timelines, and now there's an entire group dedicated to caremongering in Malaysia. It's called Caremongering Malaysia, Community Response to COVID-19. And that group has over 900 members right now offering services and asking for help as well. It also has a Malaysian caremongering map. It also has a list of WhatsApp groups you can join based on your location, as well as dedicated hashtags you can use to offer your services or to ask for help.
Yep, and another group in Malaysia dedicated to helping needy Malaysians during the COVID-19 crisis is Cempaka Collective, who just started a website called Agihan Solidarity. On top of offering services such as driving you to the grocery store, Agihan Solidarity also offers financial aid to those who really need it. So to understand more about this group, I got in touch with one of the members of the Cempaka Collective, Erin, and I started by asking her what exactly Agihan Solidarity is all about.
So it's a mutual aid kind of work where we encourage people who can help others to offer their help and people who need of help to ask for help. So it can be a financial support, it can be physical help, it can be anything that people can offer and people can ask for.
Okay, and what inspired you and your team to launch the platform?
We think that as in when the world is being led by capitalism, people are being skeptic about helping each other. People are afraid to ask. They are embarrassed. We are we are told not to ask for help until something is bad, really, really bad.
Okay. And what are the services that you offer and how can people ask for help from you and your team?
So what on our end do is we offer how people can offer financial aid. So a lot of people have been asking for financial aid because like the panic buying thing and people need resources to get going, especially preparation before when the movement restriction order. So we want people to have a capital to move forward. So what we do is we ask people to donate to us, and then we distribute the amount, a maximum of RM50 per individual that asks for help.
Okay. And, you know, so far it's been a couple of days already. How many people have asked for your services so far and what has the experience been like?
So this is day four since we launched the platform. Yeah. So we have done like 56 transfers to 56 people. And we have received a donation from 24 nice donors that really help us to get to the start with the, to start the project. The ask for help, the request has been from all over Malaysia, from Sarawak to Johor. We have few. Mostly the help is very is diverse, and we see that people are really struggling with it. So there are stories about like a mother in Teluk Intan that need to go back and forth to the hospital and need to do like childcare and like care for her house and husband and all that.
Okay. And so why, I guess, you know, if you could give a message to everybody, why do you think caremongering is important in trying times like these? And, you know, how can we help as well? Why should we get on board with this, you know, with caremongering?
I think it's important to remember that self-organizing and taking care of your own community, people that surround you, is very important. And to check in with like people that you love the most is important as well. But what we try to do is to open up like distribution of resources and especially financial aid to people that we don't know, and try not to be skeptical about it. But in times like this, people should go out and ask for help when they need the most. And people should offer help without expecting something to be returned.
So that was Erin from Cempaka Collective, who together with her team started the Agihan Solidarity Platform.
We also got in touch with a couple of other kind souls who have been part of this caremongering movement and have offered their services in one way or another. So we asked what inspired them to lend a hand and why it's important to do so during these difficult times. First up is Toh Boo Kim, a governor at an international school.
Before I start, a big shout out to our national healthcare workers and volunteers that stepped up. How it began was I was sitting at home reading about the panic buying situation, and I had a flashback about how I would struggle. With that, it was a decision to help that turned into action. But before that, one needs to understand that I was a sickly child, as I missed out most of my childhood. Being in a situation is a great playground for imagination, and one of the things that stuck on my mind was the people I spoke to. These people were the have and have-nots, and how life is not only about poor choices but circumstances. Stemming from my challenging childhood has always, you know, inspired me to add good where I can, you know, small or big. And at this time, caremongering is important. You know, caremongering is important at all times, but not only now. Fact is that panic buying is an irrational response. Survival instinct kicks in and it's survival of the fittest. Of course, the weak gets left behind. It is times like this where care mongering needs to take a forefront to help those who would otherwise be trampled upon.
That was Toh Bo Kim. And we also had a quick chat with Ng Yan Chuan, a graphic designer who's offering to make graphics to disseminate information about COVID-19 and caremongering initiatives.
I wanted to offer my service as a graphic designer because I think graphic designers have the skills to relay information really quickly and accessibly. And if we have these skills, then we're responsible for using them to address systems of oppression in society and to lift up like projects and initiatives that are trying to plug the holes during this time of crisis. For me, I think the caremongering project is important because it is a form of organized mutual aid. So it's not about charity. It's not about having a savior complex or just trying to like save any marginalized people. Rather, I think for me, it is coming from an understanding that the systems that we currently have and the institutions and government that we have cannot be relied on. They have failed us in the past. And because we live in a racist capitalist society, people are at different levels of risk during this COVID-19. And so this mutual aid project helps us redistribute resources and really support people on the margins of society who don't have access to groceries or being able to do like essential, sometimes life-saving things. For me, it is a form of taking things into our own hands and making sure that people get the things that they need and also the things they have like a fundamental right over.
And that was Yan Chuan, a graphic designer. So another group is Kita Jaga Kita, which aims to link kind-hearted people with organizations working to assist groups who are badly affected by the movement control order. You can get in touch with them actually by emailing kitajaga.us@gmail.com, or you can tweet yes it's Hannah, that's Hanna, for suggestions.
Yeah, and those are just a handful out of the dozens of people who are offering to help out during the movement control order. So if you're in urgent need of help, do check out again agihansolidarity.wordpress.com and also Caremongering Malaysia on Facebook. But remember, let's try not to abuse any of these services. Caremongering during the COVID-19 outbreak, of course, is a movement that aims to help the needy, such as the elderly and the less abled. Yeah. And also, we'd just like to take this opportunity to remind everyone to stay home during the movement control order.
That's right.
I mean, it's been imposed to control the spread of COVID-19, of course, and to flatten the epidemic curve. And as our Prime Minister said yesterday, duduk je kat rumah diam-diam.
That's right.
I think some very wise advice from our Prime Minister.
So that's all the time that we have.
Wanted to jump into what we have over on social media. So we did ask you on Twitter, whether you would get on board the caremongering initiative. And 82% of you have said yes.
That's good to know.
Yep. Yeah, and just slightly over 18% of you have said no. And we had a couple of comments coming in. Rao Murugesh said that we can do our part by helping to get groceries and deliver food for the elders, shelter homes and even families who have doctors and nurses working in health services, I suppose, just to help out in any way we can. Rosanna S, I think, says easier said than done, but there are many willing and able to do more for society, but really can't find the avenue. Well, I guess these are the avenues that you can tap into, and try and help out as much as you can.
Just a reminder again, you can check out agihansolidarity.wordpress.com and also the Caremongering Malaysia group on Facebook. Those are the avenues that can just get you started, first and foremost. That's all the time that we have for this story. We'll be back after the break for our second story for this hour. Keep those thoughts coming in, though. Tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. First, here's the Beatles with a little help from my friends, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.